Inspector Holmberg had the Södermalm armed response team as backup when at exactly noon he knocked on the door of an office rented temporarily on the fourth floor just across the street from Millennium's offices on Goethegarten. Since no one opened the door, Holmberg ordered the Södermalm police to force the lock, but the door was opened a crack before the crowbar was used.
"Police," Holmberg said, "come out with your hands up."
"I'm a policeman myself," Inspector Mortensen said.
"I know, and you have licenses for a great many guns."
"Yes, well, I'm on assignment."
"I think not," Holmberg said.
He accepted the assistance of his colleagues in placing Mortensen against the wall so he could confiscate his service weapon.
"You are under arrest for illegal telephone tapping, gross dereliction of duty, repeated break-ins at Mikael Blomqvist's apartment on Bellmansgatan, and additional counts. Handcuff him."
Holmberg took a swift look around the room and saw that there was enough electronic equipment to furnish a recording studio. He detailed an officer to guard the premises, but told him to sit still on a chair so he would not leave any fingerprints. As Mortensen was being led through the front door of the building, Cortez took a series of 22 photographs with his Nikon. He was, of course, no professional photographer, and the quality left something to be desired. But the best images were sold the next day to an evening newspaper for an obscene sum of money. Figuerola was the only police officer participating in the day's raids who encountered an unexpected incident. She had backup from the Norman team and three colleagues from SIS when at noon she walked through the front door of the building on Artillerygatan and went up the stairs to the top floor apartment, registered in the name of Bellona, Inc. The operation had been planned on short notice. As soon as the group was assembled outside the door of the apartment, she gave the go-ahead. Two burly officers from the Norman team raised an 85-pound steel battering ram and opened the door with two well-aimed blows. The team, equipped with bulletproof vests and assault rifles, took control of the apartment within 10 seconds of the doors being forced. According to surveillance carried out at dawn, five individuals identified as members of the section had arrived at the apartment that morning. All five were apprehended and put in handcuffs. Figuerola was wearing a bulletproof vest. She went through the apartment, which had been the headquarters of the section since the '60s, and flung open one door after another. She was going to need an archaeologist to sort through the reams and reams of paper that filled the rooms. A few seconds after she entered the apartment, she opened the door to a small room towards the back and discovered that it was used for overnight stays. She found herself eye to eye with Jonas Sandberg. He had been a question mark during that morning's assignment of tasks, as the surveillance officer detailed to watch him had lost track of him the evening before. His car had been parked on Kungsholmen, and he had not been home to his apartment during the night. This morning they had not expected to locate and apprehend him. "They man the place at night for security reasons, of course, and Sandberg sleeps over after the night shift." Sandberg had on only his underpants and seemed to be dazed with sleep. He reached for his service weapon on the bedside table, but Figuerola bent over and swept the weapon away from him onto the floor. "Jonas Sandberg, you are under arrest as a suspect and accessory to the murders of Gunnar Björk and Alexander Zalachenko, and as an accomplice in the attempted murders of Mikael Blomqvist and Erika Berger. Now get your trousers on." Sandberg threw a punch at Figuerola. She blocked it instinctively.
"You must be joking," she said.
She took hold of his arm and twisted his wrist so hard that he was forced backwards to the floor. She flipped him over onto his stomach and put her knee in the small of his back. She handcuffed him herself. It was the first time she had used handcuffs on an assignment since she began at SIS. She handed Sandberg over to one of the backup team and continued her passage through the apartment until she opened the last door at the very back. According to the blueprints, this was a small cubbyhole looking out onto the courtyard. She stopped in the doorway and looked at the most emaciated figure she had ever seen. She did not for one second doubt that here was a person who was mortally ill.
"Frederick Clinton, you are under arrest as an accomplice to murder, for attempted murder, and for a long list of further crimes," she said. "Stay where you are in bed. We've called an ambulance to take you to Kungsholmen."
Malm was stationed immediately outside the building on Artillerygatan. Unlike Cortez, he knew how to handle his digital Nikon. He used a short telephoto lens, and the pictures he took were of excellent quality. They showed the members of the section, one by one, being led out through the front door and down to the police cars, and finally the ambulance that arrived to pick up Clinton. His eyes were fixed on the lens as the shutter clicked. Clinton looked nervous and confused. The photograph later won the Picture of the Year award.